Hi, Mebonites. Welcome back to another episode of Mebon on the Mic. I'm your host, Kelly Hunter, and today I am joined again in the studio by Reagan Gorell, the Alamance Chamber President and CEO. Reagan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
So, Reagan, what's new in your world? What's been going on?
Oh, gosh. We've kicked off 2024 at a high speed. We've hosted both of our annual meetings. So we convene the Alamance County Economic Development Foundation every year in January for their annual meeting. So inviting all those investors to come together and hear successes from the year before and set the pace for the upcoming year. We also hosted the Alamance Chamber annual meeting the first week in February and honored a lot of our volunteer leaders and some of our board members that their term were expiring.
Very nice. Yes, you guys started off with a bang.
Yes, we did.
Right to it.
Yes, we did.
Talk about that Economic Development Foundation. So it's a not-for-profit entity that was created back in 2006. Can you explain to us a little bit more about it, the investor side of it?
Yeah. So we do house the Alamance County Economic Development Foundation, which is a private funding mechanism for economic development, supporting job creation, workforce development, existing industry, small business and entrepreneurial development. And this year, we're going to dip our toes into some community visioning, which I'm really excited about. But our foundation, we sort of operate on five-year capital campaigns and programs of work. So this most recent campaign was Invest in Alamance 2.0, playing off of our original Invest in Alamance campaign. And this one is building upon success. So we've developed a five-year growth initiative for economic development in Alamance County. We have investors from across the county that want to be part of business growth and development, job creation and recruitment, small business and entrepreneurial support. And so they write that check to support the work that we're doing.
Now, how many people right now do you all currently have a part of the Economic Foundation?
We have about 70 private investors, and those investors range in what their financial commitment is to us. And the thing that I work to communicate with local businesses or individuals, and we do have individuals that invest in the work that we do, is that no matter how big or how small, you can be part of the work that we're doing and you can make that investment. Something that we did this past year is, you know, working towards 100% engagement from both of our board of directors so that they were helping write the plan. We wanted them to underwrite the plan. And we do that with our companies as well. So we start with a feasibility study to understand what our businesses and our private partners are looking for in economic development and build the plan around that feasibility study.
Now, was there a common theme last year of what businesses were looking for?
Yeah, so there were five common themes that we saw, and we want to use that funding to support. As I said, small business and entrepreneurial development, talent and workforce development, job creation, community visioning, and investor engagement. So ensuring that those investors have the opportunity to engage with each other. And then the work with the small business and entrepreneurial development has just skyrocketed. We have a new director. She's not new anymore, 2 years, director of small business and entrepreneurial development. And I tell her all the time, how many people are working in your office? Because I have no idea how you're accomplishing all of these amazing things. And then in 2023, we launched the very first small business grant program for the community. And I've been more than proud to see that program developed and implemented, seeing 7 businesses across Alamance County receive grant funding from that program that are either launching their business or taking their business to the next level. And so we've secured funding for the next 3 years for that program, which is huge.
That is huge. That's awesome.
Yes, it's amazing. And we've increased the funding. So we're going to be able to impact even more businesses this year.
That's fabulous. And how many businesses do you happen to know off the top of your head came and joined you all last year in 2023 to see growth in Alamance County?
So we have about 70 investors. We had a couple new join. So with the five-year campaign, when we launch the work, each beginning of the campaign, those investors don't necessarily grow a whole lot between start and end, if you will. Over the next few months, we'll be going through an investor satisfaction survey process where we'll make sure that we are meeting the expectations of those investors.
Okay, that makes more sense. So let's talk about the recent awards that you just had. And that was for your Economic Development Foundation. You guys recognized a few Small Businesses of the Year and Entrepreneur of the Year. But let's talk about your Economic Impact Awards. So how are these companies chosen? And what do you look for when you're deciding who to hand the awards to?
So we select those that the chamber staff select. Those are the businesses that made an economic impact to Alamance County, whether it was through moving their business to our community, expanding their business and adding jobs and capital investment. That's how we go about selecting those businesses.
So is that how Alliance MOCVD, yes. Sometimes it's, you know, play up on letters there.
Yeah, and being at the podium that night and making sure I said that properly was, you know, there was a lot of pressure there. But yes, so Sarah and her team were recognized for Alliance MOCVD. They are new to our community, and we're so very proud. Female CEO, you know, in an industry that I think is just really, really cool. We're very glad that they selected Alamance County, specifically here in Mebane, to grow their business.
Right, because they're headquartered in Durham.
Yes, and they are moving that to
here. They're
moving
that to here. Perfect. Yeah. And can you explain to people who don't know what is Alliance MOCVD?
So Alliance MOCVD is a designer and manufacturer of thin film process equipment specializing in metal organic chemical vapor deposition, or MOCVD. I have to practice that a lot too before the annual meeting. But they are a key player in the global and domestic semiconductor industry, which is really cool to have them here.
That is really cool. We keep having more really big, well-known businesses coming, just like we have Bucky's coming now. So Alamance is really on the up and up when it comes to growth in general.
Yes. Yeah, so I have personally visited a Bucky's, but my family had not. And I happened to receive some Bucky nuggets or beaver nuggets in the mail yesterday, and my family tried them last night. And the response was they are for the beaver nuggets, but they didn't want them in the house because they would worry they would eat the whole bag last night. So it's a really exciting time for Mebane, for Alamance County, and we're really excited and proud to see the growth and development across the community.
What do you all predict, just based off of how much we're growing right now? What do you predict 5 years from now? What will Alamance County look like? Can you even guess right now, or it's just the growth is rapid?
The growth is significant right now. So we have looked at some population estimates, and I think 2030 is the date that I was looking at a couple weeks ago. We're estimating about 200,000 what our population will be. I didn't break that down based on municipality, but for the county as a whole, residential projects that are under construction or permitted and approved right now, I think it's well over 10,000 in the community. It's significant growth.
And Alamance County, for people who don't know, it actually encompasses 10 municipalities.
11.
11. Oh, it's 11. Wow. Most people don't realize how extensive and big Alamance County actually is. And yeah. So I didn't realize that. I thought it was just, you know, a couple municipalities here and there, but 11 is a decent amount.
Yeah. And the chamber is proud because we convene the managers of all of those municipalities on a quarterly basis just to make sure we're all talking to each other. We're collaborating when we can. And that's top of my mind because I sent them their reminder this morning. So
no, that's fantastic to make sure you have open lines of communication and relationships with every single one.
Yeah.
Because there's always something happening in some part of Alamance County.
That's right. That's right. And we want everybody to work together and collaborate for the benefit of our community.
Most definitely. So now let's discuss a little bit about what it means for the city of Mebane and the Mebane community to be a part of the Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development Foundation.
Well, City of Mebane is an incredible partner in economic development. I am so proud. And in fact, this week, I'm traveling to be a speaker at an economic development conference over in Charlotte. And something that I'm always so proud to share is how well our full economic development team works across the county. And Mebane is a critical part of that. Working with the city manager and the assistant city manager here, it's always such a delight, along with other key partners that make our work successful.
Mm-hmm. And have you found any two municipalities or city managers that work well together that have an extremely fantastic relationship?
Honestly, when we convene that group of people, it's always remarkable to me to see them interact with each other. Some of our more seasoned, mature managers mentoring some of the newer managers. It's very refreshing to see. So in my opinion, they all work really well together.
And so you just recently had the award ceremony for the Economic Development Foundation. Were there any specific specific MEBIN entities that got recognized.
So Alliance MOCVD is a MEBIN business. That's the only one that's hitting me right in the face in regards to MEBIN. But I will say, if we can jump back to the small business grant program, Kenyon's Meat Market was a recipient of one of our grants. And so that's a MEBIN homegrown business. And it was great to see them as a grant recipient and know that they are working on plans to grow, which is awesome.
That is awesome. Yeah, they're hit within the MEBIN community.
And not just within the MEBIN community, but my sister lives in Caswell County up in Yanceyville, and she drives here just to purchase meat from Kenyon's. So I think that's amazing.
Wow, that is amazing. Yeah. That gives me more incentive now to go there and try some more of their different meat products.
Yeah, I saw something about bacon-wrapped meatloaf for something, I think, on their Facebook page the other day. Yeah.
That's intriguing in of itself.
It is. I'm a foodie, so I get sucked into food promotion on social media.
So for people who are looking to get involved, you can sign up and be an investor at any amount. You could put in $1 or $5, or if you have the means to, $500, correct?
Absolutely. You know, you can invest in the work that the Alamance Chamber is doing on many different levels, whether it's through the chamber as an investor of our program of work for the association, or if it's an investor of the Alamance County Economic Development Foundation for private funding for economic development. I'd love to talk with any business. Again, regardless of the level of investment, we want to talk to everyone. And if you want to be part of it, we will absolutely have you.
And are there any big incentives that come to your mind right away that you can think of that would be a reason why you should join?
Well, just underwriting the program of work that we are in, our mission. Mm-hmm. What we're working to accomplish for Alamance County impacts every business, whether it's someone sitting at home right now that has an idea for a business, or that large company that's looking to bring several hundred jobs and capital investment to the community. We're working to support them, and we want everybody to be part of that.
Yeah, I would say now is the best time to do it, because we're only going to continue to grow. And if you invest now, you, like you said, you can help underwrite and have a say in what's to come in 10, 15 years down the future.
That's right. And that includes the small business grant program. So your investment is supporting seeing businesses launch, grow, and innovate in Alamance County.
And see success, so we don't just have a bunch of mainstream big corporations come.
That's right. Our small businesses give our community character. And I have a couple of stories where we see industry and small business collide. And actually, two of them are right here in MEBIN. You know, one day I was at Bright Penny, homegrown MEBIN business, and I looked up. I was out in the beer garden, and I looked up, and there was one of our large industries that was convening a group of people after hours just for, you know, it looked like fellowship. And that's so amazing that that large industry was out, had executives out in the community supporting a small business. And then, you know, recently we were hosting a client visit and catered lunch. And it was one of our grant winners that catered the lunch for that company.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is remarkable. And the grant funding supported specifically growing their catering business. And so it was awesome. And it was awesome to be able to share that story with the company that was visiting Alamance County, checking us out.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And if you don't mind me asking, what grant program was it specifically?
So we have a small business grant program. Application window opens April the 29th.
Okay.
So to give you a little glimpse, last year we had about 30 applications totaling $350,000 in need. We distributed $65,000 throughout Alamance County among 7 businesses last year.
Okay.
So we've enhanced the program this year. Again, the application window is from April 29th to June 28th. If anyone has any questions, they can call into the chamber and talk to us. We'd be happy to help in any way that we can. We do have infrastructure in place to support the businesses as they go through the process. So connecting them with our Small Business Center for support, the SBTDC or SCORE, lots of different avenues for support. And then the review period is June 29th through August 29th. And then our applicants will be notified August the 30th is sort of the date that we've put out there. But information can be found online, or if someone reaches out, I can send them a flyer.
And if you're interested in applying for this small business grant program, do you do that going to the Alamance Chamber's website?
Yeah, you can access the application through our website. And again, happy to field any questions from anybody.
Perfect. And is there any criteria specifically for if somebody's looking to get selected to receive some of the grant? Is there anything in particular that you all are looking for?
So we encourage businesses, again, to work with those third-party resources to help build their application. Since we are the grant administrator administrator, we stay out of that process to make sure it's
neutral.
Fair.
Yeah, we
do stay neutral. But again, we have the right resources in place for support.
Regan, this has been fantastic. Are there any last parting words you want to leave citizens with?
It's always important for me to say, while I have these great opportunities to talk with folks and expose people to our program of work and our mission, you know, I do that on behalf of an industry-leading team. The team at the Chamber is absolutely incredible. So on behalf of the team, thank you all for the honor and privilege to serve the business community every day. And on behalf of our board of directors, we appreciate all of the businesses in Alamance County.
Well, we appreciate you all and everything that you do to bring everybody together and to provide all these opportunities for growth and expansion and having people get invested and get involved in the future of Alamance County.
Thank you.
So we appreciate you. Thank you so much. And we will see you back here next time on Mebbin on the Mic.